Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Another shout out by Mayor de Blasio to our ace reporter,
Juliet Papa of 1010 Winds,
who was among several reporters who brought up issues with the city's free food program, specifically the kosher meals, with folks repeatedly giving PB&J sandwiches and potato chips. City food czar Catherine Garcia says they ask their vendors, would you feed this to your grandma?
Just to be clear, here's what I will not tolerate in this program. Any expired food, meals that don't meet our nutritional guidelines, late or missed delivery, and different meals than you ordered. It's very important that you are getting something that you will eat. And this is emergency food, but it still must meet key standards.
And she knows.
We've fired vendors who have not met our standards, and we will continue to hold them accountable going forward.
If you don't think you're getting what you need, call 311 or go to nyc.gov/getfoodhelp. As far as reopening, our Juliet Papa has that.
The mayor is confident that he can slowly begin to reopen the city next month.
Well, I'm saying first half of June. I'm obviously giving a little bit of range there, but I mean literally the first half of June. So somewhere between June 1st and June 15th.
He's looking at steadily declining COVID cases and state guidelines, which allow construction, manufacturing, wholesale supply chains, and curbside pickup to resume. But you can't go in the water just yet.
I'm sure you saw the images from Florida and California, you know, in the height of the crisis, people going back to the beaches literally like nothing had happened at all, and how horribly dangerous that was.
But his honor doesn't rule out a partial beach season later this summer. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
Few announcements today from Governor Cuomo during his news conference. First of all, tracing operations are now beginning. So the governor says you may get a call from a tracer. He says, pick up the phone.
On your telephone, if you have one of the new fancy phones, which I do not, it will come up NYS contact tracing. You should answer that call. It's not a hoax. It's not a scam. It's not a fraud.
Rockland County can now do elective surgery and ambulatory care. The state is extending the sales tax filing for small businesses to June 22nd. When you ultimately go back to work, if your employer is not following social distancing, PPE, and hygiene guidelines, call this number, 888-364-3065. Summer school will remain via distance learning. Governor says it's still too soon to say about the fall, but they're still learning more about that inflammatory syndrome in children linked to the virus. The state has now 157 cases. He says schools, however, must come up with reopening plans.
Tell me how you would take a classroom, reduce the density. Tell me how you would reduce density on a school bus. Tell me how you would reduce density in a cafeteria setting, etc.
As far as summer camp, they'll be issuing guidelines for that, but personal opinion.
Until we have this answer on this pediatric syndrome, as a parent, until I know how widespread this is, I would not send my children to day camp. And if I won't send my children to day camp, I wouldn't ask anybody else to send their children to day camp. It's that simple.
Regarding this weekend, the governor noted that Long Island beaches could reach the 50% capacity cutoff at 10 or 11 in the morning. So take that into consideration when you're making plans. More folks are taking the Staten Island Ferry. And so starting today, weekday rush hour service is being expanded to every 30 minutes. In New Jersey, the indicators are all moving in the right direction, but the Garden State is not yet ready to enter phase two of its reopening. Governor Murphy today announced that the Federal Department of Veterans Affairs is sending more assistance to New Jersey through the end of June.
And additional 40 VA clinical staff will be coming to New Jersey as part of strike force teams, which will help at more of our long-term care centers. Again, they will be focused, that additional 40, at long-term care facilities outside of our veteran homes.
98 people died yesterday in New Jersey, bringing the total to 10,843. The Catholic Church is outlining its plans to begin slowly reopening parishes in the city.
Even though mass attendance is a requirement, church leaders have waived for Catholics until this is truly over.
They very much miss Mass and Holy Communion, the sacraments, confession, the christening of their little babies, first Holy Communion, confirmations of their kids, weddings. Big feasts like today, Ascension Thursday, when this church would be hopping.
Cardinal Timothy Dolan speaking at Our Savior Parish on Park Avenue, where Monsignor Kevin Sullivan pointed out some changes people will notice as they return.
We've already taken out the holy water so that we don't spread disease that way. The other thing we've done, if you try to find a missalette, we've taken them out of the church.
Depending on the church, they can use outdoor space for confession, which they're doing here. Over the next couple of weeks, they can start holding private weddings and baptisms with 10 people or less. And when there are gatherings, people will be counted at the door and told where to sit. That may even be in an overflow space so people can spread out. Sunday masses are 6 weeks away if all goes well. Sonia Rincon, 1010 Winds in Midtown.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.